Hey, Fadies, thank you for listening to The Fate of Ison. I am DM Brad, and this is Chapter 4, Episode 15. This is the final part of our Chaos Heart story, and the final episode of Chapter 4. We'll be back next week with the beginning of Chapter 5, and the return of Marley and Banfor. This Wicked Chaos Heart episode features awesome guests Adam Wright, Mel Zimmerman, and Daniel John Smith. Alrighty-roo, it's recap time. Last time, Trantis, Yarrick, and Laramis navigated through the strange ancient temple beneath the Everwell. They found their way out of a room of infinitely linked corridors before finding a dead body and recovering Laramis's stolen family heirloom sword. They moved a heavy stone door, then fought with a trio of angry gorilla-like warriors. Trantis spent half the battle flying away like a coward.
That is it.
Describe the way this golden samurai sword kills the final.
Kind of half lopped off half of its head and just kind of.
Oh, and it kind of peels the rest of it.
Slid away. And
oh, I know what you mean. That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
Awesome, you cut half of its head off and it just, it makes a gross sound and slides to the ground.
Such as. There's the gases being released that Adam wanted earlier.
And then the bulk of the rest of the body falls after the head and just flabump on the ground.
Yes. Oh, flabump.
Flabump, yeah, classic.
Flabump is from way back.
Timeless. It's canon. Fuck you. The room falls quiet.
Trantis drops to the ground. Not like a slight drop, but like a... He just kind of stops flying and like kind of lands in a heap.
Can I go over and heal Trantis's wounds? I'm just going to heal you just because...
Yarrick!
I hardly knew him.
Alas, poor Yarrick.
I'm going to try and heal him anyway. 5 hit points.
Thanks,
that
Yarrick.
That was worth my spell.
That was worth the spell slot.
Yeah, 7. I think we should camp here for the night and take a long, long rest.
Yeah, so the only thing in the room besides you are the 4 walls and 4 doors.
Okay.
The one we walked through.
The one you walked through and then 3 others, yeah.
Nothing interesting on the bodies?
No, it's just armor, javelins, and scimitars.
Okay.
Oh, short swords, sorry. The armor has symbols on it that are a flame with like an infinity symbol in the middle.
Well, the eternal flame. We're on the right track. We're dying, but we're on the right track.
What do you make of it?
I'm just there, like, practicing with my sword. Like, come on.
Knew it'd come good.
Getting reacquainted with the weight of it.
Yarrick, what do you make of these symbols?
I believe these are soldiers of the eternal flame.
Ah, yes. The eternal flame.
Roll
do you see the symbols on either any of the doors?
Roll a religion check.
Ooh. 11.
7.
11.
Okay, the 2 11s, you have seen this symbol before, either in...
It came to me.
Yeah. Are you Irish now? Either in person or in a book or something.
But I read it in a book once.
You know that it's the symbol for Urzak, the god of chaos.
Oh, no.
Yarrick, you have no idea.
Flames, am I right?
Is that on one of the doors?
On close inspection, it's on all of the doors.
So am I right in thinking we came in, there's a big square room, and there's a door here, a door here, and a door here.
Yep. So you came down these stairs into this room.
Into that door. Okay. So we've got 3 doors that we could go through.
Yep.
And they've all got infinity symbols on them.
Yep. So all the doors are identical.
Alright, let's start running through doors.
Pick one each. Yeah.
Are you going to camp the night here, like you said, or are you going to just keep going?
I don't think we can.
Just camping for the night, replenish our health default. Yeah.
And spells.
I'm pretty weak.
Let's do that real quick.
Yeah, let's camp for the night.
Before we move on.
Down here.
Let's have a quick 8 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't actually know what time of day it is, but you knew before you went in the well it was near the end of the day, so...
Yarrick, Laramis, I'm knackered. I say we pitch a tent.
Wait. Oh, no.
Wait! Let's summon some more enemies!
No, that cloak thing that lets me transport, I can use only again after dawn. So I was like, I could use it in the evening and then use it come back. But I don't know what's on the other side, so I could be stuck there.
I fashion a king-size bed out of the three dead apes and we fall asleep upon it.
All of us on the same bed.
Mm-hmm.
God, this guy's generous.
This is the way of my people.
No. He shares everything, doesn't he? Yeah. Health.
Too much.
Soup.
Grab the out of the
milk.
A cup of soup and starts sharing it around.
Okay. Yeah, an uneventful night passes. I won't say a comfortable night.
I'm sleeping on the bodies of dead apes. That's going to be pretty comfy. Have you ever slept on a dead ape?
Because Trantis is so wounded, I use Laramis's sword and I slice open one of the gorillas and put Trantis inside like a tauntaun.
Like a tauntaun.
I don't know if it helps, but...
The gorilla's blood is poison.
By morning.
I thought these gorillas smelled bad on the outside.
Do we take a long rest?
Yeah, do I get all my max?
Yep, you get all your hit points and all your spells back.
I guess I lose my temp HP.
You do lose your temporary hit points.
Okay. Yeah. Alright. Oh, that's better. Thanks for putting me inside that gorilla, Eric.
Oh, you're welcome. It's an old trick I learned as a folk hero hunter surviving cold nights in the forest.
I mean, it wasn't particularly cold, but I've never been inside a gorilla before.
It's nice
that
to have
I them. Don't believe.
It's nice.
I was going to say that.
It's nice to have it the other way around for once. All right.
Oh, this character, he's such a laughing stock. It's meant to be this cool evil dude. He's such a piece of shit. It's just a joke. Okay.
Okay, so yeah, you wake after an uneventful, uncomfortable night in this square room with the four doors, one of which you, of course, know leads to a staircase and the round room that you came from, and three of which you don't know where they go, but they are all adorned with an identical symbol of Urzak, the god of chaos, which is a flame with infinity on it.
Have you ever seen this symbol before, Trent?
Too crunchy.
Yes. I read it in a book once. I recall it is an ancient and very sacred symbol of the flame of infinity, and suddenly... this quest is all beginning to make sense to me. I mean, don't really have any other option but to explore what lies beyond these doors. Sorry.
You're right, Andrew.
Yes, sorry. It's a bit of the gorilla was still in my mouth. There's some fur from that uncomfortable night's sleep. So let's start a knocking.
Yeah, this is all. This is all on you, guys.
This is what the gorilla said to me.
Should we just try the door opposite to where we came in first?
Okay. Yeah. So it's another heavy stone door. This one opens inward.
Inward.
Or, so did the other one.
Is it push or a pull?
It's a pull.
It's a pull.
Any is there anything to hold onto?
No, but there's sort of. You can get your fingers over the edges pretty easily.
Okay. Should we try and open this one, guys?
Be my guest.
All together.
Be my guest, Yarrick.
We open the door.
There's a total athletics difficulty of 25. So if you all roll.
Well, I reckon we can fail that.
You look like you're having some trouble there, Yarrick.
Oh, no.
18.
13 total.
Okay, yeah, you guys...
rip it off its hinges.
Yeah, 14 and 18, you don't even need Laramis.
Nat 20!
Really?
Okay, yeah.
What a
the door disintegrates.
The three of you just, like, swing the door wide, like it opens a lot more easily
like
than you thought
no
it would.
Thing.
And it actually, yeah, slams open really hard and, like, shakes the whole room.
Boom!
Like, dust...
Boom!
Dust,
shake the room.
Dust falls from the ceiling, and then it echoes and then grows quiet.
Okay.
What you see beyond the door is a stone stairway going down into and it curves around to the right very quickly, and it's just sort of goes dark quite quickly.
Where did the last one curve around towards?
The right, vaguely to the right. This one curves a lot more strongly, like a spiral staircase would.
Okay, well, we're probably only just about under number three channel in that case. We need to go another lot of stairs to go around to the under number six.
Well, what? If you want to go through a different door. I trust you, Laramis.
No, just for you are my oldest acquaintance. If you keep sending us right, we're actually going out that way rather than back under the well.
Okay. We're going
I'm
under
really
the well.
Good with places and placement.
Well, technically, you're under the well now. This is all under where you were before.
Right. Trentus wants to listen to the stone.
Okay.
78.
78 on the...
78. What lies in fate?
Chaos whispers. The voices remind you of a deeply troubling memory. You
take, the gorilla.
take disadvantage on your next two rolls.
I'd also like to listen to this story.
What's some gorilla
action? Trantis shivers.
Yeah, what is a memory Trantis might have that would deeply trouble him?
When his brother was given some lands entitled by his father, and then his brother tried to console him, but it pushed his head into a horse's trough and almost drowned him.
Wow, I like it. That's deep. That's so some trauma. That's some childhood
That's
trauma.
Deep.
And now you're under a well, too.
And a gorilla then appeared. And so
33, I'd like to listen to the sound.
33, one of the voices screams in your head, take 1d8 psychic damage.
Who else wants to listen to the stone?
Okay, I'm on 30 health now.
Roll up, listen to the stone.
Okay.
If you want to. You don't all have to.
Love.
Yeah, it's a 20.
It's a 1.
Yeah, but you've rolled a d20. Don't you need to roll a 100 to listen to the stone?
This is true. Thank you. Phew. 58.
You isolate one voice that convinces you you cannot move.
Guys,
this effect,
I can't move.
This effect lasts 1 hour.
God's sake.
Or until someone convinces you you can.
Right. Onwards we go.
I'm stuck.
You're not what do you mean you're stuck? What rubbish.
I feel like you can move.
Can I roll a persuasion?
Yes, you can roll a persuasion.
With disadvantage, right?
No, fuck it.
I can do it as
just roll a persuasion.
You like trying to drag me again.
15 plus 6, 21.
Oh, yeah, you are very persuasive. What do you say to persuade her she can in fact move?
Of course you can move. That's not what I said, it's the way I said
lift
it.
Foot.
It's very confident.
So you, I can!
You can move as sure as stone is hard.
Stone is hard.
So I can!
I thought so. And then I'm gonna lean across to Yarrick and go, I told her.
I'm kind of like in amazement that you knew that I could do this. Wow, maybe he's not so bad after all.
You wouldn't be the first person to make that judgment about Trentus.
I don't think I'd say that out loud.
Horribly wrong, horribly wrong. Maybe this guy's less of a piece of shit than I thought.
Okay. You convince her that she can, in fact, move.
Cool.
What do you do?
I reckon let's go down these stairs. They go to the right.
You know what? I agree.
I think we should venture down.
Downtown.
We must find this flame.
You don't want to push open the other doors, just have a peek?
No point, no point, no point, no point.
Alright,
let's rush down the first option we see.
Okay, yeah, you go down this staircase and you very quickly realise it is a spiral staircase. It just keeps winding to the right constantly and down, down, down. It is very, very long.
I'm going deeper underground.
There are still green flames on in sconces on the walls, but they are more sparse than ever before. So it's like one every 50 feet or so. So it's extremely dim light.
Can we take one with us?
Sure.
That's a good idea, Laramus.
Yeah, you could break one off the wall.
I totally break one off the wall.
Great job, Laramus.
Okay. You just leave a hole in the wall of this ancient temple, that's fine. And continue down the stairs in the darkness with this green flame to guide you. The stairs go down for at least an hour. This is a very, very long stairwell. It's taken millions of cobblestones to build.
Broke some.
Oh, you come into a long rectangular room that is striking for a few features. Down the left-hand side, there are three waterfalls that kind of fall from holes in the wall down into holes in the floor, like very maintained waterfalls.
Mm.
And on the right, there is opposite them three lava falls that are exactly the same except lava. At the far end of the wall, far end of the room, you can see a gigantic burning purple flame, like a bonfire.
Say purple rain?
It's hard to tell from this distance, but there appears to be something casting a shadow in front of the flame, but you can't really tell what it is because of light distortion from like 100 feet away.
Sing purple flame.
You have to find the flame.
Find the flame beneath the well.
Yeah.
And do we have to throw the stone at it or something? Am I imagining that?
You don't know.
Okay, yeah. I think we found the flame.
It looks very flame-like.
If you can see in front of it, there's a shadow.
Is it wide enough for all of us to walk down?
Yeah, it's not a corridor, it's a room. It's a wide, wide rectangular room.
We can't... we only can see the shadow of whatever's in front of it?
Yeah, from a distance you can only make out that there is some... there is a form blocking a small amount of the flame.
How far away?
Like 100, 150 feet away.
I've got
hello.
I've got invisibility.
And you can fly.
I'm gonna cast invisibility on myself.
Okay.
But I'm gonna tell my companions that I'm gonna do this.
Nobody freak out. But you won't be able to see me anymore.
We're breaking up.
I have invisibility spell. I'm going to use it to get close enough to see who that is, or check out that figure.
Excellent.
I'll be very quiet.
We will wait.
Does the figure look familiar or too far away?
Because of the size of the and the brightness of the flame, you can just sort of make out that there is something blotting out.
All we have to do is find it, right? We don't have to do anything with it, did we?
You don't know. You were just your mission just told you to find it.
And we'd get.
Success. Money. Let's head back.
All right, Trandis is gonna kind of try and creep
there it
up.
Is. Let's go.
Creep up on the figure as quietly as he can whilst being invisible, okay. But keeping a distance.
Yep. Roll stealth with advantage.
21. Oh. 20.
Cool. You are very very stealthy. You sneak right up to this flame. And you see that what's in front of it is, I'll show you, Trantis, is this thing. Like a giant floating octopus monster with like one big eyeball in the middle. I thought that was a
vagina. I can visualize it because I know what that looks like. I've seen that thing in Baldur's Gate.
It's just sort of hovering there, and it's sort of lazily, its eyeball is lazily looking around the room.
Has Trantis seen anything like this before?
I would say definitely not.
He's been to the Chaos Realm. He's seen some shit.
Yeah, good point. You've seen some shit, but you haven't seen this.
Okay.
So what one eye did you say?
Yeah, okay. Just one big eye in the middle of, like, lots of tentacles up and down.
Okay, I'm going to kind of creep back to my companions and kind of whisper to them what I've seen.
Okay, roll stealth again.
With advantage.
With advantage, because you're invisible.
Won't be using that. 10. 18.
You creep back. You don't... kick or scuff the ground or shuffle your feet or anything. You you get back to your friends and you tell them,
I've seen a floating octopode-like creature.
Like, are we surprised when he suddenly appears again? Oh!
Yeah, do you make yourself visible or do you stay invisible and just start talking?
Oh, I make myself visible.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no need to be invisible around these guys.
Trantis, you're back.
I'm back.
What did you see?
Actually go anywhere. I just
saw a floating octopus-like creature. I've never seen anything like it before, but it appears to be standing guard of the flame.
Did it have any weaknesses you might have noticed?
It had one eye.
One big eye.
Yeah.
Did it smell funny?
Sorry, sorry. It had lots of eyes.
Oh, yeah, an eye on the end, a small eye on the end of each tentacle.
And when I say one, I mean nine.
Only one on each.
See, I just saw like a big eye type of thing with tentacles around. But alright, so it's got eyes on every tentacle. Yeah.
But it does have one in the middle.
Oh, okay, one, so it's got one big central eye as well.
The one thing I know about octopuses is they love getting in and out of jars. Does anyone have a jar? A big jar?
You threw a bottle of wine down here.
Whoever took that little potion and little vial. Are you actually serious?
I do know that octopuses love jars.
What's in a tinderbox?
A tinderbox is a thing they used to keep a giant jar in. We should definitely use that.
Do you have a cloak or anything?
It was naked.
I saw its dick.
What other ways can we find out information about this? What's insight and history?
Insight is more gathering insight into a situation, like seeing if someone's lying to you, picking up on the tone of something.
Right.
Wait, did we pick up some of the armor from the last guys and be like?
For a long shot, I'll get you to roll an Arcana check with disadvantage. Arcana is just like knowledge of magical things.
Okay, so that's just two of these and you take the lower one.
Yep.
8. 6.
Oh, I didn't think you could go lower, but
yeah. No, I surprised me. All that.
Okay, yeah, you've never heard of a floating octopus monster with a big eye and 8 little eyes.
That's too many eyes. That's crazy.
Have I?
You can try the same. Roll Arcana with disadvantage.
9.
So 9.
Well, I've got quite
don't I add that?
You're plus Arcana.
Plus 3.
12. Okay. You think you've heard of something like this? Vaguely recall?
I think I vaguely recall something like this.
This is why we're acquainted.
you've heard an old legend from the town of things called a mind witness.
Legend of Talbot.
It's a Jehovah's Witness, that's right.
And they have been told to just stand guard of valuable or important things.
So do I know whether it's like a friendly or harmful? It's going to be, we're playing friendly. It's not going to be nice.
I think it is going to be nice.
Do you?
I think it's just...
Do I have a chat?
It looked quite, just guard-like. I think if we approach this thing peacefully, that's a good bet.
Off the stone.
Okay.
That's not a bad idea. If it's standing guard over something that's, important or valuable, maybe it will also be wanting to get more important or valuable things.
Mm. Can you remind me what the lady who came to visit us said?
All she said was, help Trantis on his mission, and you'll be rewarded. His mission was to find the flame beneath the well without end.
We need to be rewarded. We found your flame. We'll leave you here now.
All in good time. I'm like an Uber driver, you should really wait and watch that I get inside safely first.
If that's what you want to do with this octopus creature, that's your choice.
Watch me get inside safely. Safely.
I've never been friends with an octopus creature before, and now could be the time. I'm willing to talk to it before we attack.
I feel we should put the most friendly person up first.
Well, I've got quite a high charisma.
Ah. Right. You wouldn't have thunk it.
Alright, here's what I'll do. I'll approach the beast and say that we have a message for it. Right.
Okay.
So
what's your message?
I'll figure that one
out. Okay, cool.
Alright, I'm going to slowly...
Do you kind of loud enough to get her attention?
No. Okay. I'm going to slowly start walking towards the floating octopus, not invisible this time, with my hands held high.
Do you knock?
As you approach, you notice it come to attention. Instead of lazily hovering,
his eyes just were
lazily hovering and sort of bouncing about a little bit in natural movement. It sort of stands still, and it focuses straight at you, and it aggressively points. I'll say 4 of its tentacles in your direction.
Does it say anything?
No.
Does it have a mouth?
It has a beak.
It doesn't have a mouth.
All right.
Or a beak.
Or any kind of beak. Its face consists of a giant eye.
I'm just running off pure instinct here. I'm going to listen to the stone.
Okay.
83. For some reason I thought the sound would allow me to talk to it.
One of the voices screams, you take 1d8 psychic damage.
That was a bad idea, guys.
Yeah, but so you might wince at that and then it'll be like, oh, he's not here to hurt me. He's like
a
coward.
Oh, it's a 1. Alright.
Okay.
Ow!
You notice that when you take that pain, it reacts too. Not as if it was hurt, but as if it knew that you just took psychic pain.
I think in my head...
As opposed to thinking outside your head.
I think in my head...
I think in my toes.
I have come to find you, old one.
It replies in a deep voice.
Have you the stone?
I have the stone, I think.
Yeah.
I think. You were holding it.
I have the stone.
It hovers towards you very slowly.
Quite slowly, I reach into my cloak and take out the stone and kind of offer it up.
Roll just a general charisma check.
Are you...
13.
Charismatic enough to offer a stone to a beast.
Yeah.
I have, like, standing charisma of 17.
Yeah. It,
cool story, bro.
Yeah, it hovers right up to you, and you notice that it's actually a lot larger than you thought.
And you examined it.
What a fucking idiot. Like seeing an elephant from a distance and then seeing it like from a little bit close and then seeing it right in your face. You're like, whoa, okay, shit.
Never seen an elephant that close.
And shaking.
Yeah, as it like leans over you, it is a very imposing figure, and it just sort of hovers there for a moment, leaving you unsure if it's accepting your offer or if it's going to harm you. Like, what would you do in that moment, you and your allies?
I'm just holding the stone, looking down, not making eye contact like a Rottweiler.
I'm kind of nudging you, like, should I get my sword out? Like,
I'm still a little stoned, so I trust in everyone, including the beast.
How strong was this weed? He body stoned for like a week.
No, I lit some more in the circular room.
Oh, just for 24 hours. Yeah. That's totally normal.
Oh, no, that
normal.
Was technically yesterday. Okay, so I'm not that trusting then. I have a dislike of authority, but I'm just
ready the poison.
Yeah, I'm ready, but I'm not doing anything.
Okay, do you enter the room or like stay back at the beginning of the room where you were when he went invisible for the first time?
I think should we go over to where Trantis is, not as close, but in support. Just wander up behind him, but not too close.
Let the thing know that we're also there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to scare it, but sure. I also want to.
Hence,
want
I ready the poison spray, not a weapon.
There's a fight on its hand if it turns on Trantis.
Okay. Yeah. As you two as you two sort of approach the proximity, you hear in each of your minds,
"Guardians of Chaos, thank you for aiding in the return."
No, we just hear that in our mind.
Yeah.
Okay. I loudly think, you're welcome.
I shoot a very aggressive, you're welcome.
I'm like, are they talking to us?
It's in your... You hear that very clearly inside your brain.
We're guardians of chaos.
That's what it said.
We like it. We smile.
We just like smirk at each other.
High
five.
We're gonna get t-shirts.
Oh, poison spray, my bad.
We're gonna form our own bowling league.
Yeah.
It waits until you approach, and then using two tentacles as if a left and right hand, it takes the stone out of Trantis's hands. It feels like kind of wet and slimy and gross to you when like it touches your hands when it takes the stone.
There's nothing gross about it.
You don't
it's
react.
A beautiful thing.
You don't react at all to that.
I'm a little.
It's like it's wet.
I've seen worse.
He quite liked it by the look on his face just then when you described it.
So Trent has got
that
a hard.
That is not
on.
A face I want to see again, Adam.
I'm not. Not turned on.
Well, you were talking about fucking flowers.
Yeah, and then it turns away from you, so its back is to you,
mm-hmm.
and it starts floating slowly towards the flame.
What does its back look like?
Its back looks basically the same as the front, just without a big eyeball. Yeah, it's just like a big flesh area.
Okay, cool.
And it slowly floats away from you, so it takes about 30 seconds to get to the flame.
Let's kill it. I'm joking.
He would have heard you think that.
I didn't even think it, so...
Don't even try. I've seen how you fight.
Yeah, we'll lose a fight if we have a fight. I guess I'm just waiting to see what it's going to do with this.
Do we kind of take a step closer? This,
can we follow it?
Sure.
You guys want to follow it?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
I personally would like to get closer and see what happens when he or she puts the thing in the fire.
Okay,
the
stone. You can move a lot faster than it's moving.
Okay, I just slowly follow along the same speed, keeping distance because it's creepy.
Yep.
But I am curious.
Okay. I walk directly behind it in a slow manner out of curiosity.
Okay. You all sort of reach around this giant purplish bonfire at the back of the room at the same time it does, and then it just sort of, as if the stone is nothing, like of no importance whatsoever, just tosses it very casually into the flame, which roars a lot bigger, and it sort of starts flickering between green and then purple and green, purple, red, yellow, green, purple, grey. The flame just keeps changing colours constantly. And
the flames in the room do anything? Because I was holding one.
No, the one you're holding just stays exactly the same.
Can you hear the voices in it?
The whispers immediately stop as soon as this flame starts going wild.
That's better.
Can I hug the creature?
I'll save it for later.
You have just enough time to
I feel like you go to it and I stop you and like just shake my head like.
You have that thought and you hear in your mind,
it's been so long.
And but before you have a chance to react, there's a blinding flash of light. Okay. All of you are engulfed in just bright white light.
Okay. I've been through this before, Arson. This always ends well.
Okay, so...
Mass Exodus.
The light begins to fade, and you all see a vision. You see people who look like you, but not you. Like different versions of you from another time or another world.
White people.
You see you, but colonized. You see someone who looks a bit like Yarrick, but with sort of like vaguely cat-like features and a pair of long swords crossed on his back, like Deadpool in the X-Men Wolverine Origins movie.
A tabaxi Deadpool.
You see awesome. Someone who looks like Laramus, but shaved completely bald and carrying a glowing staff and wearing like a tattered brown, time-worn robe. That's my character description now. You see a person who looks a little bit like Trantis, but very, very large, brutish, with like orc-like features and huge rippling muscles and no visible weapons.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like
And you see this group, this like motley trio, fending off these like strange and wild beasts. You see like them fighting a giant boar with an elephant's trunk. You see them fighting a swarm of like demonic looking wasps. You see them in a battle with a lion made of like a dripping green ooze. All these different creatures, just like one by one by one, just these quick fire visions of all these crazy things they've slain.
They're a lot better fighters than we are, obviously.
Just thinking you smoke too close to all of us.
I got the stone.
Yeah. When I finally come down from this, I'm going to quit. I'm going to enter a program.
I'm tripping balls, man.
It's almost warm milk. We never left town.
That is amazing.
Here, I'll spoon feed you it.
So why
now
wearing,
we need to go on the quest again.
So why are you wearing that thick green, that thick black cloak here in this warm climate, Trantis?
It was all a dream. And you were there.
These three enter the same temple that you just did, and they speak to this mind witness octopus creature, and they give it the stone, and the stone gets put into the fire, and then the stone sort of sits in this flame just for a long time passes. So you just see different creatures and people and humanoids come and go throughout time. And different, and they evolve too. Like sometimes like a person will walk in and then you'll see like a time lapse of like a million years later, a person with lizard features walks out and things like that.
This is so Ison right now.
Wolves, you see like wolves with scales and gills and like countless other strange monstrosities evolving over time immemorial. The temple then begins to shake like an earthquake, and large chunks of stone and rubble fall from the ceiling, killing a group of humans who were worshipping the stone at the time. The stone is then the stone is knocked. a vortex opens behind the stone at that point, almost as if like a security mechanism, and it drops in and it is lost. It's whisked away through a tunnel of swirling colours and light, and it bursts out
onto a ship where a man finds
into a roiling tempestuous ocean. There are lightning flashes and thunder booms as the stone rises and falls in the swells of the ocean. Then a bird, some kind of gull, swoops down and snaps it up in its beak, and it flies
high
into the air.
Do I recognise this kind of environment? Does Trangis get a feeling he's seen this kind of thing before?
Yeah, sure. The bird it flies high into
thanks,
the air.
DM Brad.
The gull is struck by a wicked bolt of lightning.
That's unlucky.
Its charred corpse plummets to the ocean below, and the stone's point of view goes dark. You see nothing for what feels like ages and ages. Then suddenly the light returns as the lid of a chest is opened, and a well-dressed man, Trentus Grifton, before he got all disheveled, grabs the stone. The man and his two centaur companions, they are grabbed by a giant the size of an island, who then drops them all into a glowing green orb in the sky. That man, Trentus, wakes up on a beach in a tropical island and ventures through a dangerous jungle. He finds two local guides, a fighter and a hunter. They all enter a well that they find in the jungle. They fight through a temple.
Eventually.
And then they give the stone to this octopus creature, and it then goes into the flame. And there's another flash of light.
My turn.
Okay, when it dissipates, you find yourselves in a new place. It looks as if you're somewhere deep beneath an ocean. You are in water, but you can breathe, and it feels like there's solid ground beneath your feet, but it certainly doesn't look like it. You find you can talk normally.
Okay.
Where are we? Seems to be the depths of the sea.
Why would the stone bring us here after we did its bidding?
The stone works in mysterious ways I know only too well.
I'd just taken it all in.
I want to try and focus back on the stone.
Okay, you try to, and you can't feel its presence anymore.
The stone has left me.
like everyone else.
He's a broken man.
I look into the distance. Oh, no, we're just under the ocean in water.
Yeah, so it's just like you're in just nothingness, but the nothingness looks and feels a little bit like water.
Okay.
Well, we've said we would be rewarded, right?
I am waiting for my reward.
Same. We're just like looking.
You may have noticed we're 30,000 leagues under the sea. I can't reward you from here.
Maybe
I guess
find a skiff weasel in
my hand. Trandis is going to try and like swim up.
Okay. Oh wait, I can walk on water.
And I can fly.
We'll just leave him here.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You want to borrow my cloak? You can just like reappear somewhere else.
No reward for people that can't fly, suckers.
As soon as you have those thoughts of like that you could leave this environment, the scene changes and you now find yourselves high up in the sky, surrounded by clouds. But again, it feels as if there's solid ground beneath your feet.
I'm going to think about leaving the environment again.
Okay.
With insight, I could get some insight into the situation, because I feel like we're being tricked, because we're probably still standing on solid ground in that cavern.
Okay, roll insight.
With an illusion around us.
Roll insight, and with a DC of 18, you'll either have something revealed to you or not.
12.
Nope. But in concentrating on the environment and trying to like see through the fabric of it, it then changes and you find yourself somewhere dark and damp, like a sewer. Like there's a putrid smell and the sound of like gurgling and growling.
I shit myself.
Good job, Yarrick.
God, the sound of gurgling.
Alright, I don't want to try and leave the sewer.
I live here now.
This is my home. This is my reward.
So we are in a sewer, it just smells like a sewer.
It looks like a sewer, it smells like a sewer.
Are there any ladders or anything?
Who thought of this place? Come on, what have you brought us here?
No, you can't see any ladders or anything.
So nothing to kind of get up to the surface of...
No.
I'm going to start running down the sewer pipe.
If I wasn't waiting for my reward, I would totally just cloak myself back home.
Like Dorothy.
Okay, Trantis, you start running down the sewer tunnel.
I'm running.
You get about 50-odd feet, and then the scene changes again, and you're now in the middle of a busy city, but you yourselves are very, very, very tiny. Like, so there's huge
people... So he took us all there? When he ran?
Yeah, when he ran, the entire scene
Stop
changed.
Stop flipping running! It's like you're on a little globe, and you're making it move, and we're all just moving with you.
Yeah, now there's giant people sort of milling about their business around you.
Do I recognise the city? Is it Depton?
You're too small to recognize anything. It's just large people and large like corners of buildings and things.
I shout with my thoughts, what do you want from us? What would you have us do?
Okay, roll a religion check.
15.
You hear like a strange voice that changes tone while talking. So it's like whoever's speaking hasn't chosen a voice.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get to me soon.
Do we all hear that or just...
Just him.
Just Yarrick.
Okay. I heard a voice in my head. It sounded, I'll be honest, pretty retarded. But it said we're going to get to whoever it is soon.
Well then, let's...
And running.
Keep moving. Let's keep moving.
Moving.
Supergrass.
Okay.
Sorry.
The scene changes again, and you'll find yourselves high in the mountains somewhere.
Run again. Let's
There's
run.
A freezing cold, icy wind howling past.
We all run in different directions.
That's a great plan.
So you just what, like,
ready,
run down
set.
This mountain?
On the count of three.
He can fly.
Let's split up.
I'll slide down the ice.
Actually, I just want to check something real quick. Can I Eldritch Blast the snow?
Sure.
Yeah, that's like... 24.
Yep. Okay. Shoot an Eldritch Blast at the snow. Okay. You hurt the snow.
Okay, so magic works here.
The mountain goes, ow.
The mountain does go out.
Yeah, why not? The mountain booms this, ow.
Does it sound like the octopus
thing or anything? Right. It just sounds like a voice a mountain would have.
Okay. Trentus has actually been in a similar situation before.
I know that's going to sound fucked.
You have?
I have. I've been in a similar situation before.
How do we get out of it?
I was taken to another realm. I believe I just had to let it, very much like the common cold, run its course.
Great analogy.
I hope I've been of some help.
Like literally run its course?
I kept trying to escape and the world kept changing around me and then eventually I was in a shipwreck. Which is where I met you.
So you literally just ran to get out of the
world?
Well,
I was just moving about the place. I was told, two centaurs told me it was the Chaos Realm.
So we may be back in the Chaos Realm.
I believe so.
What happens if we just sit down and wait?
I don't advise that. Last time I sat down and waited, I had to fight some gummy bears.
I knew those gummy bears would pay off one day, and it was that laugh that did it.
Okay, so let's get running.
Let's start trekking down the mountain.
Okay. You don't get very far. You sort of like slide down one face of the mountain, slide/run for only about 100 or so feet.
Can we get hurt in this realm?
Yeah, if you do something to take damage. If you sat still there, I would have made you take cold damage. The scene changes again, and you find yourselves in just a plain room. It's just white. It just looks like someone's living room that's not decorated at all. Just
kind of like the airport?
Just a plain white room with simple carpet.
Has anyone been to the transit lounge of LAX?
Standing in the opposite corner of the room to you is what looks like a tall human man in a very well-tailored, like, black and white business suit, far too modern for these current times in Isen. He's just standing there with his like hands clasped as if he's waiting for you or something.
Does it look remotely like Trantis?
No.
Yarrick gets down on one knee and pledges himself to chaos, to the god of chaos.
Nice. Wow. Roll a religion check. That's dope. With advantage, because, like, five. I said, that's dope.
What's the roll again?
I'm unwanted, man.
The man just looks at you and raises an eyebrow as if curious.
You're too chaotic for the chaos.
Fair enough.
Kicked out of hell for being too bad.
The god of chaos is called Urzak, and it's not known to have any one form. Like, there's no agreement on, like, the god of chaos looks like this.
All right. Trantis is going to approach the man with his hand out, saying, "Lord Trantis Grifton."
Okay, you do that, and as soon as you do, ba 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 da ba,
a gummy bear appears.
The human man in a nice suit turns into a swarm of tiny glowing fairies. It just starts swirling around in like a whirlwind in front of you, and
poison spray.
And the swarm sort of drops a strange shape that hits the ground and rolls like a dice in front of you, but it just keeps on the spot rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling, and you try to look at it, but it's just a blur. Like, you can't focus on its edges or its sides. It's just like a dice that never stops rolling, and you sort of get not so much a voice, but like images in your head telling you of like people welcoming people and shaking their hands, and the general impression you get from these images in your head is welcome.
I'm going to try and bend down and pick up the dice.
Okay, you try to, and your hand just goes through it like you're trying to touch a ghost.
I feel very welcome in this place.
I also felt welcomed by the ghost.
I'm kind of like, what are you guys doing?
It takes a while to get used to this realm, but eventually it will pass.
I ask the stranger for their name.
Okay.
It's just a cloud of fairies.
The cloud of fairies turns into a conjoined triplet halflings. Three male halflings, just three heads on one body.
Yep.
And they say in like a cacophony of all three voices competing, "You know my name. I'm Urzak. Hello."
So I say, "Are we welcome here?"
Yeah, they turn their heads to you in a very creepy unison. And say, "You're here because you returned the stone. Thanks for that.
Okay.
Is there anything further you need us to do?"
They again turn their heads in unison back to you, and it's so creepy. Like, the way I see it in my head, it's horrible. No, I can see you home anytime.
Trantis, hearing that, perks up and says, "Urzak, I have returned the stone. Return me to Dapton at once."
The conjoined triplets turn into a bush, bountiful with rusted knives as fruit. And
yum, my favorite.
And it drops one of these sort of unfathomable dice on the ground, and it rolls and rolls and rolls, and you get images in your head of three doors, and they quickly flash different pictures, and the one you make out that it will send you back to the town of Poralese, where you've just come from. One will send you back to your childhood home in Tyrannus, to the manor, the Grifton family manor. And one, it just shows lots of different environments, like it'll send you somewhere random.
Like the embrace of your gorilla friend.
I'm going to turn to my companions and say, "You will be rewarded. You may have to wait, but you will be rewarded. The check's in the mail."
So can I ask?
It turns back into the swarm of glowing fairies.
As we've done what was asked, can I return to Coralise?
It rolls the dice thing, and you get images in your head of people nodding their heads and saying yes and agreeing to things. But then it also shows you images of people giving gifts to people.
So, like, how do I get home?
Santa.
It shows you the doors again. Like, flashes in your mind of doors. One that sends you to Poor Elise, one that sends you to Trantis's family home, and one that sends you somewhere random.
Can we see these doors outside of our mind?
You can't. But as soon as you think like that, like, where are these doors? What doors are these? Three doors appear behind it. One is like a rich...
So you know which one's which?
Yeah, in the visions, it's telling you that the one of rich mahogany will take you to Trantis's family home. One is like pale beechwood, which will take you to Poor Elise, and then the other one of rusted iron will take you somewhere random.
I think I know what Yarrick's thinking.
Bear in mind that a demon told you if you did what you needed to do, you would be rewarded greatly.
I feel like we've done what we needed to do.
Are we being invited to your place or for a reward?
We have dark skin. I doubt that.
I don't think you'll go down well with Mother.
The fairies turn into a white cow with fungus growing all over it.
Cue your sound.
Gross.
And the infinite sided dice or die drops from the cow. It just sort of like emits from its body and then drops onto the ground and just starts rolling impossibly. And you get, again, images of people giving gifts to people. And you get the impression of something like, there is something for you. There is something for you.
Regardless of the door we pick.
That's right.
Pick one each.
Trandis is going to... Is this like a physical door that I can reach out and touch? I'm thinking of the mahogany door.
Yeah, you would have to walk past Urzak to go to the doors, and the doors are all like lined up behind Urzak.
I'm going to start making my way past the cow with moss towards the rich mahogany door.
Okay. The cow turns into a puddle of bubbling green ooze, and nothing happens. You can approach the mahogany door.
I approach the mahogany door and try and step through it.
Yeah, you open it and you see the grounds, the like lush, well-maintained grounds of the
Grifton Manor.
Of the Grifton family manor.
Mm.
Where you were jilted by your family because you're the younger son, too far down the line of succession to inherit anything worthwhile.
I walk through.
Okay. Trantis is back home.
Then all your family has been killed and now you're the heir!
Trantis looks around with kind of an evil smirk.
Yeah. You're standing on the front grounds, and if you look up into one of the windows on the third story, you do notice your father, whom you haven't seen in like a decade. Look who's surveying the gardens, like, notice you, and he's like obviously shocked.
Daddy, I'm home.
That's the end of Trantis's story.
Excellent.
Yarrick and Laramis, what do you do?
I head back to Poorly. Like, try and go through that.
Okay. You don't quite try and inquire about rewards or anything?
Well, apparently I'll be rewarded anyway, so...
So you go to walk past the bubbling green ooze and it turns into a golden scaled elephant.
Bag that, take it home.
You're coming with me, God of Chaos.
Wrap it up. I'll take it.
As you go towards the door, it puts out its trunk and sort of wraps it around you to stop you, but like gently. It's not violent. It's like guiding you to not go through the door yet.
What is it you have me do?
So from its trunk, it shoots out. It shoots out the end of its trunk, because why not? This dice thing again, and you see images in your mind of this room, but like right in the middle of the floor, there's like a compartment that can be lifted up.
This room, like
The room you're in.
Dining room.
Oh no, the room that your character's room. Not the room we're sitting in playing this game.
You said in this room.
Holy shit, you got a lot of work.
Do I also see the vision?
Sure, yes.
Okay. Yep. So I know.
You know, that
did you see that? There's some sort of compartment in the floor. Shall we open it? Maybe our prize is to be found inside.
Okay, so he wouldn't let me go, so I feel like we should...
Alright, we try open this compartment.
I feel like it's trickery.
That's fine.
Okay, you find the spot on the floor that you saw in the images. And yeah, you lift it up, and it's just like a cover on a underfloor box. And in the box is a brown sack.
Ooh, open the sack.
Open the sack. Open the sack. Open the sack.
Money or the bag.
What's in the box?
Get in the sack.
I just kind of slice the sack with my...
In the sack, there are two baseball-sized spheres.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, We have to return these to a plane.
And two darts, like little like throwing darts.
Okay. Sure. You divide them up equally. Ball and dart each.
And there's also a smaller sack inside the bigger sack.
Oh. What's inside that?
Coins.
Ooh. I'm happy to divide everything up equally.
Is there any weed in the sack?
Money. Any blood weed.
Well, you live in
and
the blood
meadows. Back home where the blood weed fields are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the you are now extremely wealthy people. The awesome. The sack of the sack within a sack has 1,000 platinum, which is like 10,000 gold, which is like a shite load of money.
What? Oh god.
So I've got 500
you just rushed out the door.
You didn't even try to stop them.
This
though,
is the worst day ever.
The coins are, you notice, are engraved with the Urzak symbol.
Great.
You're like, that's still the right shape and size and like type of metal.
I've already pledged myself to it. These are my coins.
Is that 500 each, or is it?
That's up to you. It's 1,000 in total there.
I think you should kill Yarrick.
I feel like being the criminal side I am, should he do anything? Well, I'll probably steal it off him anyway. 500.
Good acquaintance.
Sounds good.
Then the golden scaled elephant.
I think. The elephant for the prize.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you, elephant.
The dice rolls, and you get images of people hugging people and saying thank you and saying
great,
and like and saying like you're well and saying you're welcome and things like that. Just general scenes of gratitude.
If it would like me to hug it in whatever shape it deems good,
it turns into
a hugging machine.
It turns into a birthday cake with a big 150 candle on it.
And you cuddled it.
See that hug
cream?
It?
It's cream is all
you get. You get covered in like icing and cream.
I have chaos frosting.
You're like, how stoned am I?
This is the best trip.
Covered in chaos frosting.
I eat a little bit of the frosting.
It tastes like chaos.
Excellent.
No, it tastes like strawberry, and then like chocolate, and then like vanilla, and then like peppermint, and then like it just constantly changes flavour in your mouth.
Fun.
Can you see it?
Great.
And then it rolls the die again, and you get just a reminder of what the doors do.
Okay. Look, I've pledged myself to chaos, and in that spirit, I will not be returning home. I want to go through the random door.
Wow, this guy's amazing.
He doesn't accept it.
He's so ballsy. Okay, Yarrick goes towards the rusted iron door, which leads to somewhere random in the world. Laramis, what do you do?
I'm like, this is farewell, my friend.
We are friends now.
I said friend. Yes. Yeah. Whilst slowly, like, sneaking some of the money out of his pocket.
No. What a friend.
I am a criminal, after all.
Did you take one... Just sphere kidding. And one dart each, or what did you do with those?
I took a sphere and a dart and 500 platinum, or whatever's left after this pick.
500, no,
and went through the, or went towards the chaos door.
Okay, yeah, you open the rusted iron door, and the first thing you see for like a second is like a deep ocean in a storm, but then like it immediately changes to a tropical island, immediately changes to a desert. Like as you're looking, like it's changing so fast. You could step in and it could go, you're like, oh, it's a city. Oh, shit, now, no, it's not.
Awesome. I close my eyes and step through.
Nice. I won't tell you where you end up. Save that for another story. Laramis.
I farewelled him and put one of the spheres into his pocket as he left, and then went through the door.
So he now has two?
Mm.
Okay. So you just kept a dart.
I just feel like they just had too much trouble going on.
Okay, and so you open the Beechwood door and you see just the outskirts of your hometown of Pyrolese. And you step through and you're home. You're standing next to the bloodweed meadow, looking at the town of people milling about, going about their business.
Oh, I turn and this is bloodweed.
Smoke some for me.
And that's it. You've done your job. You've returned the Chaos Heart. Met the god of chaos.
I've met so many gods.
Yeah. You don't know what those things do that you got. Do you want to know?
Did I get anything at all?
No, because you left straight away.
You were like, you were so keen to go surprise Daddy.
Nobody tried to stop you though.
Who's that? Like, there was a god, and you didn't ask any questions about the world. You didn't ask anything at all.
Trentus is a very single-minded kind of dude. He wants to get home and reclaim what is unrightfully his. Sure, a god could have maybe helped with that, but why take the chance?
Is it just a regular dart?
Nope, it is a chaos dart. Or Dart of Chaos. But yeah, the Chaos Grenade, so that Yarrick has two of now, is a small stone that when thrown, so just do a normal throwing attack.
Mm-hmm.
It inflicts all creatures within 15 feet of its target with a random effect from the Chaos Curse table.
Sweet.
So you could throw it into a crowd and inflict like a bunch of people with something chaotic.
Excellent. That sounds like fucking Yarrick.
And it works once a day.
It's a bit more stealthy than that. So.
Yeah, the chaos dart is it works just like a normal dart. You just shoot it at people or throw it at people, and it just does damage. But you roll a d6 to determine what type of damage. So it could do poison damage. It could do fire, psychic, necrotic, acid, or cold.
Sweet, that's dope. I'll need that wherever I am.
Is your dad gonna let you back home?
I'm gonna kill him.
How does he sound when he speaks?
Trentus is dead.
Yeah, is it like really squeaky? Or is it just like you?
I would think like
it's my son. It's
I was thinking like Agent Smith from Matrix. Welcome back, Trentus. Like very cold and calculated. Like every word is measured.
Perhaps once, but he's very old now.
Okay.
Welcome back, Trentus. Wow, did I say welcome? I meant fuck you. I meant you are back. Just a fact.
So that was Urzak, the God of Chaos. Pretty, something, right? I tell you, ever since the day Trantis was shunned by his family and he accepted a deal with the minor chaos demon Groft, this path was always going to be his destiny. But now what's next for the piece of shit nobleman? Is he gonna make true on his vow to murder his family? Or will he play some bigger part in the scheme that the gods of Isin are brewing? Your guess is as good as mine. And where did Yarrick end up? Big hugs to our wicked supporters over at patreon.com/fateofisin. Thanks to Alex White Robinson, Person Who Wants to Stay Anonymous, Robert Baldino, Irene Cucci, Laura Christine Goodwin, James Blyser, Sajay Hodges, Laura Douglas, Mel Zegler, Roger Afamata, Sam Malcolm, Kydron Faust, Lauren Flake, Kai Dealer, Rihanna Kavalsik, Kevin Swift, and Ben Edwards. You got that good stuff. You got that good, good warm milk stuff. And don't forget to hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Those are all at fateofisin, or email fateofisin@gmail.com. Or head on over to the Necropodicon Network Discord server to chat with us in real time. There's a link to that on our website, fateofisin.com. Alrighty, bye everyone, thank you so much for listening. Remember, next week is the long-awaited return of Banfor and Marley, aka the Apple Squadeth. See you then!